Thousands of protesters are expected to attend the Women's March on Washington in D.C. Saturday. A million more may hit the streets at hundreds of sister marches around the country. 90.5 WESA's Virginia Alvino Young reports on Pittsburgh's sister march and how the challenges organizing that event encouraged an entirely new event.
Pittsburgh, we don't sit by silently.
Activist Sueño Del Mar says Pittsburgh is always moving forward. The city with a rich history of social movements and organizing has dozens of events scheduled the weekend Donald Trump takes office. But that doesn't mean it's been a unified front getting there. Let's start with a big one. The Women's March on Pittsburgh wants to promote women's rights as human rights, but it was started by one woman who didn't really have any experience organizing.
She just got out there and got a permit and believed.
That's Tracy Baton, the event's new co-organizer. She came on board after planning sort of went off the rails. A longtime social organizer, Baton says big events like this can take a long time to get together. But a few weeks before the march, the original organizer just had a Facebook event page and a committee.
That committee did not include enough strong online moderators, but they didn't know that that was going to be a problem until it was, and now it is.
Things escalated quickly. Women of color who didn't feel like it was an intentionally inclusive event asked if it was an event for only white feminists. Some white women said, "We all need to come together as women to protest." Comments were deleted, people were blocked, plenty of aggression on both sides, and eventually personal threats. Baton says agenda disputes are a natural part of the organizing process, but it's different when that conversation starts online.
It's laid bare, and in this organization, too much of it is laid bare. I would not have hosted this discussion online.
We know from the history of social movements here in Pittsburgh and around the country that they are very messy, and we tend to remember social movements in a very overly simplified manner.
Jesse Ramey is director of the Women's Institute at Chatham University. She says, yeah, solidarity is important for building a movement, but the idea of blanket solidarity is in some ways a fiction. Just think of our founding suffragettes.
Where women were fighting alongside of other activists for the right to vote, but when we finally did win the right to vote in 1920, that was only for white women. Women of color didn't get the right to vote until 1965 with the Voting Rights Act.
Basically, she says, to talk about feminism, you have to talk about race. That's what intersectionality is, the fact that an individual has multiple intersecting identities. They can identify as a woman and a woman of color and a queer woman of color.
If we're just paying attention to gender, too often that means we're paying attention to white women. That's what we mean by gender. So that has become normative, right? We have normalized the experience of white women.
Ramey says it's important to not only include, but center women of color to tackle the most extreme forms of oppression. So some of those women of color who were temporarily blocked from that Facebook page, that's what they're doing now. Sueño Del Mar is a co-organizer for the event called Our Feminism Must Be Intersectional.
Our event was formed out of what we identified as the need for some kind of event that not only welcomes people of varying intersections verbally, but, you know, takes actions to make space for people from those various intersections.
Organizers are centering Black women, femmes, trans women, and gender nonconforming individuals. Del Mar says it's not a protest so much as a celebration of existence, making themselves visible.
East Liberty's, you know, hands down the most politically relevant neighborhood right now. We decided to meet up there at Penn Plaza, do what we can to connect with the energy there and to uplift the energy there, and then march to the summit against racism.
Organizers from both events said a coalition could have been made, but ultimately there wasn't enough time. And organizer Alana Williams says new people getting active in the community for the first time missed something big.
There are a lot of Black women leaders in this city and Black women organizers who have been doing this work for a very long time. And so I think it's important, especially if you want it to be an inclusive thing, to reach out to those people.
And when new people did find themselves in that activism space, organizer Tressa Murphy Green says they didn't know how to improve inclusiveness.
We are being bombarded with questions from all these different people, and it's like, it's not a marginalized person's job to educate you. You got to educate yourself.
That's why a key part of organizing the intersectionality event was to bring on white allies or accomplices, like Sammy J, who's helping with a few things.
Bringing other white women sharing resources and information about intersectionality, about white privilege. White women should take on the burden of educating other white women and other white people.
She says Pittsburgh is a segregated community, so it's easy for white people not to interact with people of color. She saw the effects of that in online interactions when questions were raised about who was organizing the Women's March.
It's really easy to be on the defense when you feel like you're doing something good and positive and something that empowers you personally, to just be like, I'm doing something good and you're attacking me for that right now.
Jay is a proponent of social media as an organizing tool, but says critical conversations need to continue offline. Anupama Jain says it's not easy to jump into those difficult discussions.
I've been doing this for a long time, and I feel like I make mistakes all the time.
Jan's an organizer, educator, and diversity consultant. She's helping coordinate Pittsburgh's 19th annual Summit Against Racism, and says although it's happening the same day as the marches, it's a great place for people new to the activist community to start.
We don't see it as an either-or choice, that they're very complementary. We would like people who are very excited about the march, but who haven't really necessarily done anti-racist work to start to add that to their prioritizing.
Women's March organizer Tracy Baton says there's no need to fight about unity, that after the dust of the Facebook drama has settled, people will bring their own issues to these events and be heard.
I am excited to see feet in the street everywhere. This march is not about me, the current committee, or the previous committee. It is bigger than any of those things. I, as a woman of color, bring all that I can to change, and I hope that everyone will join me anywhere they can.
Although it's no longer recognized as an official Sisters March by national organizers, Baton says everyone is welcome at the Women's March on Pittsburgh, Saturday starting at the City County Building at 11. The intersectional rally and march is Saturday starting at Penn Plaza at 11 a.m. I'm Virginia Elvino-Young, 90.5 WESA News.